So it's Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, New Living Translation. Now this is a letter. We call them epistles, but really that means it's a letter. Paul was writing this letter to the church at Colossae. He said, this is from Paul, chosen by God to be an apostle of Jesus Christ, and from our brother Timothy. Timothy was one of Paul's proteges. It is written to God's holy people in the city of Colossae, to our faithful brothers and sisters in Christ. May God our Father give you grace and peace. And this is Paul's thanksgiving and prayer, starting in verse 3. We always pray for you, and we give thanks to God the Father for our Lord Jesus Christ. For we have heard that you trust in Christ Jesus, and that you love all of God's people. You do this because you're looking forward to the joys of heaven, as you have been ever since you first heard the truth of the good news. The same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It's changing lives everywhere, just as it changed yours the very first day you heard and understood the truth about God's great kindness to sinners. Euphrates, our much-loved co-worker, was the one who brought you the good news. He is Christ's faithful servant, and he is helping us in your place. He is one who told us about the great love for others that the Holy Spirit has given to you. So, we have continued praying for you ever since we first heard about you. We ask God to give you a complete understanding of what he wants to do in your life, and we ask him to make you wise with spiritual wisdom. Then, the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and you will continually do good, kind things for others. And while you learn to know how God better and better, we also pray that you'll be strengthened with his glorious power so that you may have all the patience and endurance you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father who has enabled you to share the inheritance that belongs to God's holy people who live in the light. For he rescued us from the one who rules the kingdom of darkness, and he has brought us into the kingdom of his dear Son. God has purchased our freedom with his blood and has forgiven all of our sins. May God add his blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word from Paul's letter to the church at Colossae.